From my window in the lovely place where I was making my retreat in Wales, I could see the Black Mountains in the near distance, and in the field in front of me a dozen or so lambs with their mothers. I could have spent hours watching the young lambs, full of fun, full of life. But one thing that fascinated me more than all was the fact that when a lamb cried out, its mother immediately responded, and the lamb came running. To my ear, all the cries of the lambs sounded exactly the same, but it was amazing that each mother picked up the cry of its own lamb. The feast we are celebrating today is the coming of the Holy Spirit, the one Jesus called the Paraclete. The word is not easy to translate. I once heard a biblical scholar explained that one way of translating that word paraclete is the one who answers our cries. The one who answers our cries. So maybe a few words on the one who answers our cries might be helpful. And to me, certainly, it's a much greater help than imagining the Holy Spirit as a dove. The one who answers our cries suggests someone who is always listening for the cries of those who are struggling. One who picks up the cry immediately and draws us home. God isn't forever noticing our failures and our mistakes. These he can brush aside in an instant. They are over, they're finished, they are done with. It is our pain that he hears and that he feels. And it is our pain that grieves him. Jesus' very first words were, "The Spirit of God is upon me." And in that spirit, he went around picking up the cries of all those around him. He could never turn a deaf ear to the cries of those he met. He could not turn away from their pain, their failure, their desperate situations. And neither can he turn away from our cries. He left his spirit behind as the one who hears those cries. The ewe outside my window in Wales did not run to her young one. She sent a message through the air, a message of recognition. And as she returned the cry, the young one was drawn back into its place of comfort. If we stay with our pain and cry out, the Spirit will hear us and draw us into the place of strength and comfort. Draw us into the place where our pain will be eased, even though the cause of our pain remains as it was. And obviously we in time will be able, from the strength and the comfort we have received, we will be better able to hear the cries of pain in other people's lives, the half-uttered cries. So many people are afraid to cry out. Their shyness prevents them. Their fear prevents them from crying out. The fear especially of not being heard. The fear that no one will respond. I remember once, I may have quoted this before, standing in for the chaplain at the Selly Oak Hospital in Birmingham and visiting the children's ward and saying to one of the nurses, "It must be awful if you can't understand what's ailing a child, why they're crying." And she said to me, "Father, we don't worry about the ones who cry. We worry about the ones who stop crying. The ones who perhaps cried and cried and nobody heard, so they ceased to hope for any help." Around us every day that we meet people who have stopped crying, people who have perhaps in the past cried out for help and nobody heard their cries. And it is a great gift of the Spirit to be able to hear those cries. And like Jesus, to respond to them, to be for other people the one who listens and answers their cries.